This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Dignity Health. Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by the dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd. Dr. Ray Shepherd, serving the community for over 20 years, and where they bring your smile to life.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, fun for the whole family. Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, your home away from home. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
This week, our feature spotlight is on Shirley Mercer. This interview was conducted prior to the Pumpkin Festival, but due to scheduling conflicts, is now being aired. KHMB correspondent Jim Holley sat down with the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors candidate and learned that she has a deep interest in Coastside nonprofits.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Holley, bringing you another interview with somebody making a difference on the Coastside. My guest today is Shelley Mercer. Ms. Mercer is a candidate for the Board of Supervisors and will be in the election this coming November. Professionally, she's the executive director of a healthcare organization, which she'll tell us a little bit about. So without further ado, let me introduce Ms. Mercer to you. Ms. Mercer, welcome to Radio 1710 Half Moon Bay Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be over here on the Coastside again.
Well, let's let our readers know a little bit about you. Could you tell us about your background, your focus, and your interest in this, in running for the Board of Supervisors?
Sure, happy to do so. So as you mentioned, I run a nonprofit. We do teen pregnancy prevention, and so my background's public health. I've been working in public health and nonprofits for about the last 20 years. I'm also a school board member in Redwood City, so I've been on the school board for 7 years in Redwood City. Also a mom. I have three kids who are all school-age kids, and I'm excited to come over here today. I'm going to be visiting Sonrisa's Dental Clinic and the Rotacare Clinic over here and try to get a better understanding of what they're doing to serve this community and meet some needs that aren't otherwise met.
So your focus, at least one of your focuses, has to do with healthcare. That's correct.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And is it a focus on healthcare for low-income people mostly, or?
Well, you know, it's a great question because the work of the county really involves serving people who are low-income. So the county, in some ways, is a provider of last resort for a lot of our community members. A good portion of what it does is health services. And it works both through its county clinic system, its county hospital. It has a health plan for people who aren't otherwise eligible for health insurance. And it can also collaborate with nonprofits like the ones I'm going to be visiting today to make sure that our community is getting what they need.
We have a lot of governmental agencies that impact Half Moon Bay. And one complaint that we hear about on the Half Moon Bay blog and some other areas is that many of the people representing Half Moon Bay don't know much about us and don't spend much time. Have you had some experience here? Do you know much about Half Moon Bay?
Well, I've certainly heard that as I've been spending a lot of time over here over the last, the last year. I've been trying to come over, learn more about Half Moon Bay and the Coastside in general, taking a lot of time to try and talk to people and understand the issues. I do hear a lot from people that once you go back over the hill, we forget about Half Moon Bay. I have to say now, having spent as much time as I have over here, I'm not going to forget about Half Moon Bay once I'm elected, hopefully.
Okay, good. Well, I hope you come back and visit us. You'll be running against other candidates, and I'm wondering, in your background and in your focus and in your goals for office, what distinguishes you from some of the other candidates?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for asking that. You know, I think what's really important in this race is experience. And people who have experience, the county's facing some pretty complex issues and some pretty significant shifts in how it's going to operate. So a couple of things that your listeners probably know about, well, I'm certain they know about the Affordable Care Act, which is, you know, healthcare reform. And certainly the county is going to be the implementer of a lot of the changes that are coming down through healthcare reform. Things like increased eligibility for health coverage, increased number of people who will be able to receive services through the county. Additionally, with realignment, criminal justice realignment, we'll be serving a lot more, we'll be seeing a lot more people in our jails, and the county is going to be responsible for implementing that. So for me, I'm looking at, you know, what are the challenges facing this county? Those two policy things and service shifts that I just mentioned, as well as a continuing budget deficit, and trying to figure out how it's going to balance all of those needs. How's it going to do things like, as I want to do, like protect services for women, children, and families, as well as for seniors, while being fiscally responsible? So as a school board member, I've spent quite a bit of time trying to make sure that we keep our budget balanced, do the best we can to serve our diverse community, and really be both fiscally responsible and responsive to our community.
On the school board, you, I'm sure, had some healthcare focus as well, but what are some of the other focuses you might have aside from healthcare as a member of the Board of Supervisors?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a couple of things. One is, you know, we always have to worry about jobs. Right. You know, our economy and being able to continue to move forward is critically important. So if you think about what attracts businesses to our county, we'd like to attract some new businesses. Right. We'd love to see some green businesses and some biotech. And we're very innovative here in San Mateo County. And we have a diversity of businesses. So over on the other side of the hill, we have a lot of technology focused businesses over here. I know agriculture is a big business and a big issue for people. But I think what's really one of the things we really need to think about is what is going to attract somebody to want to come here and to work here and to live here. And part of that is our education system. And so part of that is making sure that we have a quality education at all levels so that the community is a place that people want to be, but also so that we're effectively preparing our young people to be part of the workforce and contribute in the future.
When we were talking prior to this interview, you were mentioning to me that in the past, some of the schools, particularly Cunha, had services available
right.
beyond just education for children and families, and you had an interest possibly in restoring some of that.
Yeah, well, Cunha used to be what's known as a full-service community school, and in Redwood City, we have actually 6 full-service community schools, and the concept behind it is bringing the services to the school site where they're accessible for the families and the kids. So, for example, in Redwood City, we have a collaboration with the county where we have county mental health workers on our campuses. We have people who work at the county who can help people figure out what benefits they're eligible for. So, for example, if there's a family crisis, they can just go to the school and the workers who are there can help them figure out how to meet their needs. And the kids can go into the classroom not having to worry about, are their parents, if things going to fall apart in their family? Somebody's there to help them. And so this collaborative approach both saves us money and better leverages the limited dollars that we have and does a better job of meeting the needs of people right where they are. So I would love to see that expand back out to Cunha as well as in other locations in the county where it makes sense to have that happen.
Well, you know, you mentioned to me also prior to our interview today that you're visiting a couple of agencies. I think RotaCare was one, SunRisas was the other.
Mm-hmm.
What has drawn your attention to these two organizations?
You know, the county can't do everything. And one of the really important things that it can do, though, is collaborate with nonprofits. And it actually does quite a bit of that, which is why I think my background as a nonprofit leader is also going to be an important piece of the experience that I bring. So I'm interested to see how these nonprofit services are working to serve this community in a way that that the county isn't able to do necessarily. So I want to learn more about them, what they're able to do, and also what might be some further partnership opportunities to make sure that everybody's getting what they need.
Now, I would imagine in running for political office, you have volunteers helping you and you
I
have
do.
Some advisors. If people were interested in finding out more about you mm-hmm. and maybe even helping,
mm-hmm.
How would they get a hold of you? What would they do to contact you?
Well, what a great question. So you can contact us on our website, which is www.shellymaser.com. And people can sign up there. They can learn a little bit more about me as well, learn a little bit more about the issues that I'm interested in focusing on, more about my background, and about the campaign and what we're doing. We'll be back over in Half Moon Bay several more times before the election, and we'll be walking precincts, and we'd love to have people come and join us.
Okay, great. I've got a final question for you. Will you be here for the Pumpkin Festival?
Well, I'm going to try and come over for the Pumpkin Festival. I have been in the past, and I love it. We'll see if I can make it through the traffic. I know that's always one of the issues I talk to people about is the traffic. So both during the Pumpkin Festival and on regular days. So I will, I'll be working on it and, love to come out and meet some people and hear what people want to talk about and what their concerns are.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming. By the way, in terms of advice, the veterans of the Pumpkin Festival get here very early and they leave very late.
Helpful.
All right. So again, thanks very much for coming. And listeners, you've been hearing from Shelley Mazur, candidate for the Board of Supervisors. Thank you for listening. This is Jim Holley with Radio 1710 Half Moon Bay Radio.
Shelley Mercer, our AM 1710 feature story of the week. As always, we thank correspondent Jim Holley for his volunteer efforts. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson, and as always, our thanks to you for listening. And now you are invited to stay tuned for Community Bulletin Board, news from our local Coastside organizations. Community Bulletin Board, another service of your hometown radio station, AM 1710 KHMB.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
KHMB presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside. Community Bulletin Board is brought to you as a public service by Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants. Dignity Health will take care of you just like they do the pros.
The 12th annual James Johnston House Holiday Boutique and Winter Tea will be held over 2 weekends, on November 3rd and 4th, and again on November 10th and 11th. The hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the historic Johnston House, located on Higgins Parissima Road near the fire station on Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay. Every room in the historic house will be filled with gifts and food made by more than 60 local and Bay Area artisans. The winter tea will take place at 1 p.m. on those days, and reservations are required. Proceeds from the event will go to the maintenance of the 1853 house. For information, call 726-0329. That number for the 12th annual James Johnston House Holiday Boutique and Winter Tea, again, is 726-0329. Community Bulletin Board continues after this message from Dignity Health.
This is Dwayne Kuiper of the San Francisco Giants. What team do the Giants depend on when it comes to their health? Well, it's Dignity Health, formerly CHW. Dignity's Health's name has changed, but its mission has stayed the same. Dignity Health's outstanding physicians, nurses, staff, and hospitals are dedicated to keeping the Giants on top of their game.
This baby is way back.
As the official health care provider of the Giants, Dignity Health will take care of you just like they do the pros.
Gonna miss. He struck him out.
Dignity's Health hospitals include St. Mary's Medical Center and St. Francis Memorial Hospital in San Francisco, Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City, and Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz. And don't forget, the St. Francis Health Center right on the Portwalk at AT&T Park. Learn more about good health and wellness at dignityhealth.org. Dignity Health, we're the team that takes care of the team on the field.
The Coastside's improvisational troupe, Blue Blanket Improv, is holding auditions. So if you like to tell stories and make people laugh, consider the November 17th auditions, scheduled from 3 to 5 p.m. in El Granada. The troupe is seeking new members, including teens and older performers. No preparation for these improvisational auditions is required. To learn more about Blue Blanket Improv, visit them online at blueblanketimprov.com. Senior Coastsiders announces the Thanksgiving holiday party and birthday lunch, which will be held on Tuesday, November 13th. Those seniors with birthdays in November will be celebrated during the lunch. Join them for nutritious and delicious meals on Mondays through Fridays. Senior dining is for those 60 years of age and over. There is a $4 voluntary donation, but no one will be denied a meal if they are unable to donate. For more information, call Senior Coastsiders at 726-9056. 726-9056. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
Community Bulletin Board has been brought to you as a public service by Dignity Health, official health care provider of the San Francisco Giants. Dignity Health will take care of you, just like they do the pros. To have your nonprofit event announcement broadcast free on the radio, call us at 453-4000 or email us bulletinboard@khmbradio.com.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the Time Machine year is 1963. And the biggest news from this year is the assassination of President John Kennedy, which thrust Lyndon Johnson into the role of president, and the murder, 2 days later, of Lee Harvey Oswald by nightclub owner Jack Ruby. It was a difficult time to become president with the mounting troubles in Vietnam and the continued campaign for civil rights. What was the cost of living like in 1963? With inflation at just over 1%, and an average yearly income of just shy of $6,000, you could buy a new Ford Cortina for $675, or that air conditioner for the bedroom for $150. A loaf of bread was 22 cents. And gas for your new Ford Cortina? Hold on, folks. 29 cents a gallon. Popular films included The Birds and The Great Escape. While on TV, people were watching The Virginian and Lassie. In popular music, Beatlemania was getting underway, and we will have a Beatles double play for you in just a moment. In local history, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, 500% increase in building permits reported in Half Moon Bay, according to City Manager Fred Paxton. This is an all-time high record. In the first 2 months of 1963, the city issued $226,000 worth of building permits, compared to only $41,000 for the previous year of 1962. And congratulations to the new Half Moon Bay Village Housing for the Elderly, located right off of Main Street, Half Moon Bay, on Bloom Lane. The new recreation hall has been built for the residents of the village by the County of the San Mateo Housing Authority that consists of 50 apartment units. And also in 1963, nudist colony planned for Pescadero site. The site for the camp is a heavily wooded area, and it is on 52 acres. The owner, Eric Clow, said that the nudist camp is primarily for families, but unmarried men and women are also allowed to join. The establishment will be the first of its kind on the Coastside area, and will also be open to Negroes, he announced. I guess I was kind of here in 1963. My mom was very pregnant with me the day she heard of Kennedy's death. My dad called her from San Francisco Hospital, where he worked, with the tragic news. She remembers standing at the window, crying and thinking, what will happen to my baby? The strange thing is, I've been fascinated by John F. Kennedy from a very young age, and have had read many, many books about the Kennedy family. And many of you know my son's name is Kennedy as well. Apparently, my folks did not get swept up in Beatlemania despite my dad being English. They said they were just too busy. They managed an apartment building in the Pacific Heights area of San Francisco, which included showing the units, collecting rent and maintenance. My dad worked full-time running the cardiopulmonary lab, plus a new baby. My mom says she learned a lot about civil rights movement firsthand while looking after the apartment. They put a sign in the window when there was a vacancy. There were lots of test cases in which minorities would appear to be interested to see if any discrimination was happening. My dad worried about her opening the door to anyone off the street while they were at work. So they went to the pound and came back with a sweet Sheltie dog for protection. My mom had to hold his collar while the doorbell rang, not for the attack mode, but to stop him licking anyone who showed up. The first Christmas with the dog could have been disastrous. They put up an aluminum Christmas tree and strung lights on it. The first no-no they found out later. One morning, they noticed the wrapped gifts under the tree were yellow and streaked. They finally caught the dog in the act, which proved dogs don't go only by scent for choosing their spot. In an apartment four stories up, a tree was a tree, even if it was aluminum. It's fun to hear stories of the early mistakes my folks made and still survived. Maybe some of those stories gave me the courage to take chances and make some of my own mistakes. Starting Cameron's Inn 20 years ago could have been a disaster too, and there were mistakes along the way. But day by day, challenge by challenge, we kept on keeping on. And many of you kept on coming, which is why we're still open for business and enjoying the ride still today. I invite you to stop by soon and visit us at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and also RV Camping. The Beatles hit America's shore like a tsunami. Their first record went gold, staying on the charts for 14 weeks, 7 at number 1. Here's the world's number 1 rock group with I Wanna Hold Your Hand. Most of the Beatles' early releases were up-tempo and fast. 4 weeks after their first American release, they hit number one with this love ballad. Here's John, Paul, George, and Ringo with Do You Want to Know a Secret?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Promise not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear.
secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. I've known a secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Listen.
Until next week, and another year for the AM 1710 Time Machine. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling? Lost and found? Garage sales? Neighbor-to-neighbor services. All this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Look out, look out. The holiday months have begun, and you know the time will slip away faster than it already has. So come on, get a jump on things. And classifieds on AM 1710 can help you do just that. As in bedding for guests. Whether they be welcome or not, they will be arriving from out of town. And I have a queen-size mattress with no worries about cooties, or so the seller told me, along with the box spring and frame. All for, are you ready for this? $100. Yes, $100. Call 726-6516. And you can bed the extra folk down in the garage and turn up the heat a little. And call me when they're gone, so you can resell the goodies again here on Classifieds at no charge. What a recycling cycle that is. Phone for the queen bed at 726-6516. Do it now, and remember, don't give me a hard time if you miss out by procrastinating. I'm just your town crier of deals to be had here in Half Moon Bay. And I remind you that such ads are free here on our station. Call me at 453-4000, leave me your ad, and I'll put it on the air within a week or less. And a great annual holiday boutique at the Manufactured Home Park of Kenyatta Cove will be tempting you with festive gifts again this year on December 1st, 9 to 3 p.m. Yes, I know I'm announcing this a little bit early, but I don't want you whinging and whining that you missed it, because you and I know the super keen stuff that is sold at this mini fair. So, mark the date on your calendar as soon as you finish listening to this segment. The date again is December 1st, 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon at Kenyatta Cove, south of town on Miramontes Point Road and Highway 1. Turn on Miramontes to go to the Ritz, but drop into the boutique first. You'll be glad you did. A holiday treat to kick off December. Food for thought once again. Change your windshield wipers this week. Go on. You know you should, so do it. Safety and a great view will be your reward. Change those windshield wipers. You know that it will rain again. Change the batteries in your electric clocks, or at least mark on your calendar to do such at a particular month of the year. And the ones in your flashlight. What with daylight savings not saving light for you, I do wish they'd do away with that so-called tradition. And finally, clean the solar sensors on your Malibu lights in the garden and change those batteries too. Well, it's smile time again. I was watching nature on television the other night, and the narrator asked, why is it so hard for cheetahs to hide in the brush these days? and a tour guide with a glint in his eye said that because there are so many safaris these days, they are always spotted. Wait for it. All right. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@khmbradio.com.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Hair loss can be a serious matter, and not just with humans. Kitties experience hair loss too. As a cat owner, you need to be able to tell the difference between normal shedding and hair loss. Shedding actually has a genetic basis. A cat's fur consists of long, slender filaments of a non-living substance called keratin. Each hair grows to a genetically programmed length. Then, as the follicles produce new hairs, the old hairs fall out, causing the phenomenon known as shedding. Even though cats constantly lose hair through shedding, it doesn't cause bald spots. Hair loss in cats can take two forms. The first kind is the hair falling out spontaneously. Though this is rare, it can be related to stress or several different diseases such as Cushing's, hyperthyroidism, and some forms of cancer. An unusual form of hair loss can develop when cats go to the vet or some other stressful place. The experience can actually activate the cat's erector pili muscles, which are attached to the hair follicles. This causes the cat to suddenly shed massive numbers of hairs that weren't ready to fall out. Fortunately, this condition, while shocking, is harmless, and the hair will grow back. Oh, you just walked into the studio, Amanda. Pretty mundane, but it's always good to see you.
This is Amanda Gray, manager of Kibbles and Gifts in the Strawflower Shopping Center. Why go over the hill to buy pet food and supplies when you can buy locally for less? Did you know that we search far and wide to bring our customers the largest variety of unique quality products at highly competitive prices? Whether you are looking for the perfect toy for your dog or need help feeding that fussy feline, our knowledgeable and friendly staff is here to assist you with any of your pet's product needs. With quality products at competitive prices, Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies on the Coastside. We are located next to Safeway in the Strawflower Shopping Center. Call us anytime at 726-3700 or visit us on the web at www.kibblesandgifts.com.
Thanks for stopping by, Amanda. See you later. Let's get back to hair loss in cats. The second kind of hair loss in a cat is known as traumatic hair loss, and it is the most common. Cats with this kind of hair loss are typically licking the hairs off or pulling them out because they have an allergic or behavioral condition. Allergies to substances in the environment, such as pollen or ingredients in their diets, can cause skin to itch. To determine the cause of hair loss can require clinical evaluation. Allergies can be managed or treated with medication, changes in diet, or allergy shots. Compulsive grooming is a behavioral problem that will result in hair loss. When normal behaviors become repetitive, sustained, and interfere with normal function, a cat may be diagnosed with compulsive disorder. The behavior often takes the form of excessive grooming, resulting in the cat licking off or pulling out so much fur that the abdomen or another area is bare. Genetics and medical conditions can lie at the root of the compulsive behaviors, as can emotional or environmental problems, such as lack of stimulation. Sometimes, however, the cause is unknown. Ruling out a medical cause is the first step in diagnosis. Once it's clear that a behavior is compulsive, behavior modification and anti-anxiety medication can help. For instance, if a cat is having difficulty adjusting to the presence of new animals or a baby in the home, Steps might include introducing the cat to a newcomer, making positive associations, and prescribing medicine, such as Prozac, to help resolve the anxiety. If your kitty is losing hair, it can be frustrating and worrisome. I hope this show gave some insight as to how to deal with the problem. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the coast side.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
In this week for Sue Pace, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian and guest host, here to bring you some nutrition nuggets from the headlines. The first nutrition nugget is that a recent study links eating chocolate to winning Nobel Prizes. The author, Dr. Frank Messerli, whose study was published in the New England Medical Journal, examined whether a country's per capita chocolate consumption was related to the number of Nobel Prizes it had won. His thinking is based on prior studies that indicate flavanols in green tea, red wine, and chocolate have been shown to improve age-related mental decline and increase cognitive functioning. So he theorized a nation's Nobel Prize tally, indicative of increased cognitive functioning, could be related to its chocolate consumption. In his study, he found a surprisingly powerful correlation of this theory. Switzerland led in chocolate consumption and the number of Nobel Prizes. The U.S. was in the middle of the pack along with the Netherlands, Ireland, France, Belgium, and Germany. While he found this correlation, the author admits that it is possible that chocolate isn't making people smart, but that smart people who are likely to win Nobels are aware of chocolate's benefits and therefore are more likely to consume it. Dr. Messerli has also calculated the dose of chocolate needed to produce a Nobel Prize winner, and that's about 14 ounces per person per year, or about 9 Hershey bars. The second nutrition nugget is drinking green tea may ward off some cancers in older women. A Canadian study that followed more than 69,000 middle-aged Chinese women for over a decade found that more of these women who drank green tea at least 3 times a week were 14% less likely to develop a cancer of the digestive system. No one can say if the reduced cancer risk was strictly from green tea itself, since green tea lovers may also be more health conscious in general, but the study tried to correct for other lifestyle changes and still found this decreased risk. Previous studies have been inconsistent in the benefits of green tea and reduced cancer risks, but this study found that women who regularly drank green tea for at least 20 years were 27% less likely than non-green tea drinkers to develop any digestive cancer and were 29% less likely to develop colorectal cancer. Green tea contains certain antioxidant chemicals that may ward off body cell damage that can lead to cancer and other diseases. So, have some green tea along with your chocolate. After a word from our sponsor, Dr. Ray Shepherd, I'll be back with my third nutrition nugget.
My name is Donna Murphy, one of 2 dental hygienists at Dr. Shepherd's office in Half Moon Bay. Gum disease, also known as periodontal disease, is the leading cause of tooth loss in America. We are very excited to offer laser periotherapy, a non-surgical approach using the laser to help get gum disease under control. Laser energy is selectively absorbed into red, inflamed gum tissue to kill bacteria and stimulate new cell growth. Healthy tissue remains unaffected by the laser. This promotes better healing and control of periodontal disease. The laser can also treat canker sores, cold sores, and fibrotic lesions. Please visit our office for more information. We believe our patients deserve the very best care for beautiful, healthy smiles.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about some nutrition nuggets gleaned from our news headlines. The third nutrition nugget is that lycopene, which is found in high concentrations in tomatoes and tomato-based products, may lower the stroke risk in men. In a study of Finnish men, those with higher concentration of lycopene had significantly lower risk of any kind of stroke. Adjustments of other confounders such as age, smoking, blood pressure, body mass index were factored in, and still the relationship of lycopene and its benefits remained. Lycopene is a potent antioxidant and additionally can reduce inflammation, block formation of cholesterol, boost immune function, and inhibit platelet aggregation and thrombosis. Good sources of lycopene can be found in tomatoes, but also in guava, watermelon, and grapefruit. So continue to eat your 5 servings of fruit and vegetables per day, and don't forget to eat some chocolate and wash it down with green tea. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health, wishing you good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
It's an encore on Coastside Carousel. An encore plays musicians who have appeared on Coastside Carousel at an earlier date and who have received requests from listeners to please make a repeat performance. A fine guitarist from Monterra, Mike McCall, fits this criteria. And being close by, Mike also strums and fingerpicks at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. You're familiar with our sponsor. On Thursday nights, they have open mic. And, in this case, Mike is at the mic. I find that Thursday nights is most unusual. Sure, there's a core group of players, and I want you to hear them. But there's always a surprise entertainer. Just pop up and get up on the stage at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn on Thursday nights, starting at 8 o'clock till closing. Learn more about Cameron's on their website, www.cameronsinn.com. Cameron's, your home away from home. And now I want Michael to step up to the microphone here at AM 1710. And Mr. McCall kicks us off with a familiar string work of Malagania Moonlight. And I think it prepares us for the music of his appreciation, and I expect you will too, of him. The bridge, Hills of Monterra. It's up next. It's a good demonstration that Mike certainly knows his way around a guitar. And my choice to finish us off is Fanda Julio. It's the third offering of his takes, and it's a Spanish-style sound. I would almost call it a sunset. It's good guitaring. Welcome to AM 1710, Mike. Let's hear what you've got. segment may have been short, listeners, but I'm sure you'll agree that Mike's original compositions, yes, all of those were, and they were music to your ears. You want to contact him? He'll play in your living room if you wish. www.monterramusic.com, or you can even go straight to Mike at mike@monterramusic.com. A little bit faster, I've even got a telephone for Mike. 650-563-9285. You've been listening to the music of Mike McCall on Encore, a segment of Coastside Carousel. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.